It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. I'm, of course, Tyrus, my co-captain.
I am the Timf.
The Timf.
Indeed, I am the Timf.
We are combined at least 48 hours a week of TV and air viewing and listening pleasure, so start giving us the respect. I noticed we had a huge jump in the Apple iPod or podcast. We jumped. We made huge jumps. The black man and white woman of Polish persuasion comedy show, which is where we were in the top 49 in that one. We've moved up to 10.
Wow. Yep.
So, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. It's not easy to do. It's a tough group. It's a lot of talent in there. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any of the names off the top of my head, but I know they're all, you know, like the who's who of
black man white woman of Polish
persuasion comedy shows.
So, yeah, it's a very saturated
market.
It's
a lot. You know, it's a lot. Yeah. I had no idea how much competition we have within our own group, the subculture that is black guys and white women of Polish ancestry comedy shows.
Yep.
Apparently, this thing's been going on for a long time. You can go all the way back to the late 2000s for when this first started popping up. I think 2017-ish, 18-ish, it started happening. So it's a lot of trends. I don't want to say there's a lot of copycats out there.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, the Linus and Nymph show, that was ridiculous.
Linus and Nymph,
Yeah, that's our...
It's like, all right.
They're holding tight at 9, though. They're holding tight. We weren't exactly able to get them, so...
Yeah.
They're on our radar, though. They're in the old bullseye. So, yo, Linus, we come for you.
We see you, Linus and Nymph.
Yeah. So, you know. And you know what? It's funny because they're... Their producer's name is Levin, so it's really.
Yep.
I tried to see if it was John Levin, if that's maybe why they had the advantage on us, but I can't confirm or deny that. And speaking of confirm or deny, Kat, how was your week?
It was good.
It like being, 2 weeks removed?
Oh, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
From marriage. Yeah, I'm a wife. It's true because, it is true. I am married. And.
Otherwise, my sources are full of shit.
And I knew, I understood that once I had a wedding that, that means I'd be married. But,
right.
You understand that, but it actually, I assumed that I would at some point do some of it wrong. Like, some of the paperwork, I'd miss something, I'd do it wrong. But I submitted everything, you know, the license and everything else.
Well, you're pretty good with a pen.
I mean, submitted it.
The journalism.
And if they're like, yep, we'll send you your certificate in a couple weeks. And I was like, oh, I did do it. I am literally a wife.
And literate. Because you can follow directions and write, you have good penmanship. Would that be an out, though?
Oh, if something was wrong?
Like, you accidentally wrote Consuela instead of Catherine. You know, and it was like, oh, man, we got to do it all over again, bro. Or do you just fill out the paperwork again, or do you redo the ceremony?
I don't think you'd redo the ceremony.
Well, you're not looking at this right way. I think you should be able to have to redo the whole thing.
Have it take
just
another...
Just keep the party going on.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's legit. Like, I am a married...
No getting out. There's no
I'm
going
a married
back.
Woman.
Well, I mean, there is, but there isn't.
Yeah, I'm a married woman with a husband of my husband, and I am a wife of the husband.
Yes. Once married, so your first attempt, nailed it.
Success. What's the biggest thing that's changed for you? Anything changed since, you know, did you feel any different?
Not really. I mean, we've been living in sin since 4 months of dating, so...
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up because of our beloved respect for Mr. Timf.
He knows. So
I thought you were tricking him, just saying that you were just camping out for a while.
Yeah, so it's not much has changed. You know, I'm keeping my same name. Jeans is keeping his last name as well. So
that would just be confusing if
right.
we changed it.
Well, how confusing? For a week?
All of a sudden, the podcast is Tyrus and Frisha.
Yeah, I mean, if that moves us up the ladder, it's whatever's best for the show.
She would be of Italian descent then, right? Polish, or is he? He's Italian.
He's Italian, but I am not Italian.
No,
yeah,
but
you just take the last name, not the ethnicity.
Well, I'm saying by marriage.
Because that would be really confusing in my household.
And Gutfeld, that I'm now, because he's a veteran, I am now half veteran through marriage.
Oh, well, thank you for your service, Kat.
Yes, well, you are welcome.
Half.
Freedom is not free. So I'm going to get in trouble for that.
Do you
know that your cat really thinks she's half veteran? And that's offensive. No, I don't actually think that. Calm down.
Oh, I just got a thing. We've been canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
We will be changing the name to the...
I think at least
Tyrus,
for one episode.
Yeah. At least for this episode. So, you know, we don't
see,
get
that's the
hate.
Good thing about, like, just it's Tyrus, you know? Nothing. Two worlds, man. They don't come together. You know, I stay clear of the Murdoch dude, and he stays clear of the Tyrus guy. Except he likes Tyrus's checks.
Yeah, has there ever been any confusion?
With me? No. With people on the streets? Yeah. Especially when they get nervous. This weekend I was at a birthday party for my daughter, and this woman came walking up, and let me go back. So, because Kat, you'll love this. So I wore a black polo shirt because I did the big Saturday show, and then I had to stop at a birthday party, and I sat down on my shirt, and someone walked up and they're like, "Hey, where's the drinks at?" And I went, because I had a black polo on and jeans, sitting in a chair. They thought I worked there. And I was like, "I don't work here, yo. I have no idea where the drinks are. I only have one in my hand."
Right.
And they immediately went, "Oh, no. I didn't mean..." I went like, crossed my fingers. This is my... I learned this from my daughter, because when Georgie does something, she goes like this. When she thinks you're full of you guys can't see. Cross your fingers like a table. Bat your eyes a lot and push your head back like, I can't wait to hear this. This is going to be great. Yeah, Kat is doing it. Excellent. That's Georgie.
That's
Devin,
good.
Not bad. So I ended up doing it because I was like, what was it then? She's, "I don't know you. You don't know me." And it was, "Hey, you," not "hello" or "good sir," "evening, I'm such and such. Do you know perhaps where one can find a drink in this establishment?" No, it was like, "Hey, you, where the drinks at? Hey, you, I don't work here." So I was already in that kind of mood. You say I was already literally put out. Then across the room in slow motion, stood up in a giant smoke filled thing. I didn't even know people still smoked outside. It was strange, like an actual cigarette cat.
Oh, real. Wow. Like not digital.
Took it, threw it, stepped on it. Like, I'm like, just kids running around. Like, maybe not do that, but whatever. Walks over and says, "Hey, Tyrone, you're my biggest fan." And I went, "Thanks for watching."
Yeah.
I think what you wanted to say was, "Tyrus, I'm your biggest fan." But then I was like, how the hell does she know that I was a fan? What gave it away? You know, I did the cigarette from the mouth to the floor move was pretty spectacular. I wasn't saying I was ready to cheer for it, but I definitely was shocked that at a kid's pool party, you would throw a cigarette out your mouth and put it out with barefoot children running around. And that's gangster. And then, of course, had the Diet Coke bottle in the other hand. And, like, I never miss any of your stuff. I was like, thank you.
Except your name.
Except the intro.
Miss that. Miss the name.
Because Tyrone, as much as I like the sounding of that, is the name of the dog in that awesome old school comedy, the Dog Breeders Club. The, oh, my gosh.
Best in Show.
Best in Show, yes. Tyrone.
With Eugene Levy.
Yeah, and they would talk on the phone. "Let me talk to Tyrone." "Oh, I can hear him breathing." Like, you know, those kind of dog owners. But I got through it, you know, and it's tough. It's awkward. Being in parties and stuff is sometimes awkward when you're 6'8". And my advice to my 6'8 brethren out there, do not wear a black collared shirt to a party with jeans, because people will ask you where the bathroom's at and where the drinks are at and what time the cake's going to be cut. And doesn't matter how successful you are in life, when you're big and you got a black shirt on, people think security, and a beverage consultant. So I am not any of those things anymore. And speaking of strange parties.
In a desperate attempt to make her ex-boyfriend jealous, a woman in Germany faked an elaborate wedding to get revenge on an old flame. A TikTok video of her envy-inducing antics has gone viral with more than 1.8 million views and thousands of gobsmacked comments. Sarah Villard, 24, revealed her crazy rock bottom moment to the tune of Gnarls Barkley 2006 hit Crazy, showing pictures of herself holding hands with a groom for hire wearing a long white dress.
My God.
Yep, I'm crazy, she captioned the video. Villard, who lives in Frankfurt, Germany, split from her former beau in 2019 and hatched an envy-inducing plan shortly after. She rented out Frankfurt's Villa Kennedy and rounded up her friends to play the roles of bridesmaids. She posted the pictures to her Instagram, where she was certain her ex would see. Quote, he found out through Instagram and texted me the next day and freaked out because he thought I was cheating on him while we were together. That, of course, wasn't the case, but he came to my house and wanted to talk to me afterward. I wasn't interested. She then blocked and deleted him from her social media and her life. Villard paid no mind to the haters, saying her stunt was ultimately worth it. Quote, yes, I am single now and super happy about it, she said. I'm happy to be able to focus on myself.
This doesn't make sense. Why would you, if you really are wanting like to be happy and single and focus on yourself, you wouldn't care to try to make this other person feel bad.
Just so he'd text you so you could block him?
Yeah, just so, yeah. Just.
Kat, remember when you had a funeral on your birthday?
I did.
And I said, quote, this is the craziest I've ever seen. Yeah. Like, why would you do that?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it turns out.
It's over. It is not the craziest I've ever seen. But at least yours was cool and it was in good spirits. And, you know, a rock and roll legend literally drove you in a coffin. I mean, there's a lot of coolness there.
Right.
Like, it almost could become an urban legend story at some point.
I mean, how does this woman get a job in the future?
So you broke up and you spent thousands of dollars.
Yeah. This doesn't sound
cheap.
To reaffirm
that you broke up, and the only reason why he was calling you was because he was like, ooh, she cheated on me. Which, petty, bro. You're not with her anymore. So he's like, did you cheat on me with this guy? No. Click. I mean, at least say yes. I mean, at least give it, you know, because that, you know, give it to him.
Yeah, I don't see how this is revenge. I think he's going to see this,
this is an assault.
And be more happy
I'm
with his
stalking.
Decision than he was before. He's going to be overjoyed with his decision.
You know who's going to be overjoyed? Is his? Because you always have a friend. I don't know if this is true, or maybe I should be saying this out loud. But I don't know about women, but for guys, you always have one friend who's always against your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never open about it. He's just very subtle. And then when things go wrong, he goes, bro, I told you. Man, I've been telling you. I didn't want to say anything because, you know, that's your girl and everything, but she's a bitch. Yo, I hate her. I'm glad she's gone. And then, but I don't want to say anything because I'm scared you're going to get back together. You got back together? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awkward. Oh, she's on the phone with you. Okay. I have to go. You always have that one friend. His friend is the one who showed him all this. Like, bro, look at this. Oh, bro, you are so lucky. Bet he's unblocked now, too.
Yeah.
I bet he's unblocked already. For the purpose of the story, she blocked him.
Yeah, they're probably back together.
No, if he goes back to her, it's out of fear.
Right.
Because if you're willing to fake your own wedding,
just to make somebody
feel
jealous.
You're not afraid to cover a body up and murder a guy to prove your point.
To make someone feel jealous for a few hours. Like, he's going to be jealous for a few hours, and then he's going to realize you're insane.
I mean, Kat, you before, when you had to deal with, we're not calling them losers, just dreamers without a road.
Yeah.
dreamers without a road. Oh, if I could have had that when my mom called me a loser. I'm not a loser. I'm just a dreamer without a road. Oh, man, I'm so proud of that. Wasting it on this story. But even, and you went through some rough stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But you never went that petty of a route.
No.
And some of it would have been justified.
Yes.
Well, I mean, sorry to interrupt you, Tyrus, but we don't know. I'm not sorry. We don't know if maybe Kat did fake her marriage to make somebody else jealous.
No,
I did not.
First of all, we know Cam has a lot of amazing qualities, right? That make him a wonderful husband. But as far as TV acting goes, horrible.
Yeah.
And this is not anything we haven't discussed. And
right.
I feel I'm not bashing Kat's husband.
No, he's great at the bank
but we
stuff
have talked
numbers.
Several times.
Cammy's salon, he's great at. He's got great
Everything's
attributes.
Great until you turn the mic on. But the point is, he would have to do some really good acting to pull that off because it's, you know, they carry this charade on set. We got to know him.
Yeah.
You know, he was around. He was able to annoy me in a matter of a few weeks.
Yep.
With all his always being positive stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Great week, right, man? No.
Nice.
Not, you know, just nice. But even all that, if we were to construct, because this story, I feel like this is a big story. It's bigger than her. If you were going to get back at somebody, Devin, because I think Devin, deep down in places she doesn't want to go, she's got a little vindictive monster in there. What would be the ultimate? Because this isn't it. Faking your own wedding isn't it. But if you're going to fake something to get back at somebody.
Oh, you would fake your death.
Is it your death?
You would fake your death. Yeah, just to see how the person would react.
To see if
they would care or what they would say about you.
And do they do a post? Do they do a tribute post? Do they just post you in the story or do they hard post you on the main?
Exactly. Kind of like what exactly would I get out of it? Fake your death. And then that way you would know how they really feel about you. Faking your marriage, I don't think that's going to, clearly it doesn't work.
I mean, was she expecting him to show up outside her door with like in the rain with like a stereo over his head? And the cue cards from the movie.
The story just confuses me in very various ways. A lot of them you guys pointed out. But you're right, Tyrus. Like, if she's technically, let's say she was really married, how would that have made him jealous or want her back? She's
does
married.
Does anyone object?
She's married now.
No!
Like,
that's, no one does that. Has anyone done that?
No, I've only ever seen that in a
movie.
I
don't think they even announce those things at weddings.
Yeah.
Because once the catering's paid, shit's got to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting a refund. I mean, you're going to get through it. You annul later. You get through it. So you just found out she had 8 kids and 3 of them are from your brother. Not the point, bro.
Doesn't matter. They've paid
flowers
for the beef
are paid
tenderloin.
For. Yeah.
The beef tenderloin.
The salmon
already
and the steaks are
already,
it's on the table. Catering's here, bro. We got to go. Full ceremony. You get through it. And you do your vows like you were born to do them. And then, you know what? We'll annul later. We'll annul. We'll give it a week, you know, because we got to get, you know, all the ex-late presents coming in. You got to get it all in first. And then quietly do the annulment, not loudly. I don't know, faking my own death, I don't think that, I would want to, like, fake a murder crime and make them think they were going to jail forever. Like something.
Oh, you
like,
want to, like, frame somebody else for your murder.
Frame them for something.
Or a murder.
And I just want to sit in the, like, come into the room to talk to, like, everything, you know, somehow I got some kind of pull with the detectives, like, give me a word with them. Like, oh, Tyrus is here, he'll get the truth. I'm just leaning across the table and be like, it was me. See you later. You know, like something cool, you know, like one armed man kind of thing. And like wait till they're crying and they confess and then come in the room just so I can taste their one tear and be like, gotcha.
That's pretty sick.
That's sicker than faking your own death. So you can sit in your little apartment and look on social media.
And see if it trends or not.
Yeah, and then make a fake account to be like, wow, boy, I'm really shocked about that whole Devin death thing. You guys, anyone?
Yeah, try to start drama. Be like, she wasn't that great. And then people agree, then
yeah,
it
kind
is
of
me.
Plant some seeds about yourself to see if people would agree or disagree. It's, you know, I would. I wonder what people would say.
I don't care. I'm sure.
People always say the same thing, that she lights up a room.
Is she an electrician?
Don't say that about me when I die, because I don't. I don't light up a room.
No. They always say I take up space. I feel that's accurate. Like, I steal the oxygen in the room. I've been told that a few times, although it was said with a smile, so I assumed it was a compliment. But, like, the more I say it in my head, it doesn't feel like a compliment. Like, hey, you take up all the oxygen in the room. Like, that's a compliment, though, right? See, you know what?
I hate to say it,
it's
break
not,
it to
it's
you.
Not.
It's not.
So my whole line of oxygen get well cards is completely another failed business attempt on my part. Speaking of failed business attempt, Belgian farmer actually moves French border. Good for him. Enough of them. You know, I don't like the French.
A farmer in Belgium has caused a stir after inadvertently redrawing the country's border with France. A local history enthusiast was walking in the forest when he noticed the stone marking the boundary between the two countries had moved about 7.5 feet.
What a jerk.
The Belgian farmer, apparently annoyed by the stone in his tractor's path, had moved it inside French territory. The border between France and what is now Belgium stretches 390 miles. It was formally established under the Treaty of Kortrijk, signed in 1820 after Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo 5 years earlier. The stone dates back to 1819 when the border was first marked out. Local Belgian authorities plan to contact the farmer to ask him to return the stone to its original location. If that does not happen, the case could open... could end up at the Belgian Foreign Ministry, which would have to summon a Franco-Belgian border commission dormant since the 1930s. So he just started an age-old border debate because he wanted to mow his lawn.
Well, actually, no. There was a rock in his way, and as a guy who has cut a lawn or two in my day, that is frustrating. But I just feel like this is like someone being a jerk.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I will say that in the article, they did say that it was all, you know, they all found it very funny. They laughed.
Did they?
They thought mm-hmm. it was funny and stuff. And that it's not really that big of a deal. But if he doesn't
back.
Put the rock back.
Yeah. It's all funny until he doesn't put the rock back. And what was the guy just walking through, just strolling through? Oh, I'm not in France anymore. Like...
Yeah, local history enthusiast. I'm not sure I like that
local
guy.
Local drama queen.
Nosy neighbor. Saw him move.
Are you a history enthusiast or do you need a hobby?
Yeah, everyone hates that neighbor.
Yeah.
Morning, Tyrus. I couldn't help but notice your trees growing just a few inches over my borderline.
Yeah.
And?
Well, as a history enthusiast.
You think you could trim? Yeah, I'll get to it, John. All right, cool. How's it over there at MSNBC? I work at Fox. I believe you know that. Have a good day. Getting in my car now. Okay, I'm just going to you feel like joining the neighborhood watches? No, I'm good, bro. That's who it was. Like, knocked on his door to tell him, I couldn't help but notice you moved that rock. I moved it 3 inches. Well, it's in France now.
As a history enthusiast,
it's
I understand what a big deal this is. And you, I know that you are not a history enthusiast, as I am a history enthusiast. So only I have the knowledge to understand how truly horrible. Shut up.
Yeah, my friends didn't die face down in Louvain or whatever Napoleon battle for you to move a rock 3 inches, bro.
Yeah, I think this sounds like, you know.
I'm disappointed in this story. Borders were moved, and no war broke out. Just one guy letting another guy know that his rock was... And here's the deal. That guy owned neither land.
Right. So but he's a history enthusiast.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm a cake enthusiast. Doesn't give me the right to walk in every store and take a bite out of a cake and ruin somebody's day. I mean, I wish I had that power. Oh, man. Cake police. Is this gluten-free? No such thing. Well, there is, but it's not as good. Or is it? I don't know. The gluten Oreos are pretty good.
They're not bad. They're not the same.
You know what? There's just some things you can't make okay. You just have to accept that Oreo cookies are not good for you.
Right.
They're good for that moment. But you're not going to get your nutritional value from Oreo cookies, no matter how you make it. Because no one even knows what Oreo really is anyways. It looks chocolate, but it's not. What is an Oreo?
It's sugar.
Does it grow in a tree? Is there an Oreo berry? How do we come up with the Oreo cookie itself, the flavor? Is it even a cookie? It falls apart in water and milk like that. Like what? Like that. It's not like other cookies.
We might need the Dalmatian Detective Agency on this one. I mean,
this is a big deal. This is probably the most interesting story is what is actually Oreo?
It is a chocolate.
No,
cookie.
It's not chocolate.
It's sort of chocolate-ish.
It's not.
Yes, it's chocolate.
There's nothing. It doesn't taste like chocolate.
It's two chocolate pieces of cookie.
That ain't no damn chocolate. That is not chocolate. Ask anybody walking by.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
While we ponder the Oreo thing, I do have one question. We were talking about it earlier. I want to bring it up. This is pickle-flavored spiked seltzer.
Yep.
I just want to hear what you guys have to say about it, because I personally would drink it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to describe it here for you, and you guys let me know.
Right.
I know you guys had some things to say. Brewmate and Crook & Marker announced this week that they have partnered to release Afternoon Delight, like a dill pickle, mm-hmm. a hard pickle seltzer. According to the website, the specialty seltzer will be launched this summer in 11.5-ounce cans with only 100 calories, zero sugar, and 5% ABV. Quote, "What started as a joke is officially real," Crook & Marker posted on Facebook this week. "We've teamed up with Brewmate to bring you Afternoon Delight, a one-of-a-brine, pickalicious experience that packs a crunch and a buzz. This is a limited release dropping this summer, so get on the pre-order VI pickle list to make sure you don't miss out." Pickle seltzer was originally an April Fool's joke from Brewmate back in 2020. However, when more than 10,000 people expressed interest in the drink within 24 hours, the company decided to partner with Crook & Marker to turn the joke into reality. According to the magazine, the companies will only be releasing about 10,000 12-packs of pickle seltzer late this summer.
So that gives you at least 10,000.
I am on the list. I always sign up for these types of things. I would love to, you know.
I got to be honest. I'm anti-seltzer.
Like, I love pickleback shots. So I love pickles. I've eaten a whole jar of pickles at once. I like pickleback shots. I like pickle juice. I don't think pickle should be carbonated. That's not a good situation.
What is the whole deal with the seltzer revolution?
Yeah.
Seltzer beer, seltzer this, seltzer that. What's up with seltzer? When did it become so popular again?
I'd say about 5 years ago, it started really becoming.
Is that when your parents bought stock in seltzer and you keep pushing your seltzer agenda?
Big Seltzer came out and they're pushing their agenda. Yeah. They're using me to push their agenda.
Of like 100-ish calorie alcoholic, slightly flavored seltzer options. The market is oversaturated.
Yeah, it's worse than our situation.
Yep.
Right, right.
You know,
Linus and Mimph.
Linus and Mimph.
Like, it's blatant. You know, blatant.
Well, and a good point was brought up, too. I said I would try it, which I would. I would try everything once.
You know what? Time out. You just said a good point was made up about yourself. That's just...
No, I mean...
No, you literally said a good point was made up by myself. Like... You're taking credit for something you said without letting anyone else acknowledge that it was even. You're literally cornering the market.
I've been
on
watching
Devin.
You on the Big Saturday Show.
Oh, okay. Listen, I admit it. Okay. I said her name wrong. I get it. Okay. Her name's Jennifer. No, her name's Lisa Booth, not Jennifer. No matter how much I think she looks like a Jennifer, she's not. It's Lisa Booth. I've apologized, I've moved on from it. You apparently have not.
I have not. But what I was saying was that we were talking about it earlier, and I said that I would try it, but then brought up a good point that then my breath would smell like pickles the whole time.
Well, I'm sure you have another seltzer to counter that with.
True. Maybe there's a mint seltzer.
Maybe. Are you sure? I'm surprised there's not like 8 seltzer stories this week.
I can put more on your team, right? Yeah, I want pickle... Afternoon Delight on my team.
In history, We always try to improve what we have. It never works. We had ketchup. They wanted to make it colored, fancy ketchup. But they realized that lime green ketchup on your burger isn't the business.
No.
I just see seltzer everywhere, and I have yet to try one. I can't do it. Like, I'm like, I want a beer, I'm going to have a beer.
Yeah,
it's I'm not
okay,
getting a Corona seltzer.
Yeah, it's okay, but I'm not like, I wouldn't say I love it.
I mean,
it's all right.
Well, but you're a hammer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you drinking old fashioned like Kool-Aid, man. Like,
yeah.
You're tough. Like,
yeah.
You gotta impress Timph with a drink. It's gotta make her go, whoa.
And I've never felt that way about a seltzer.
Seltzer's like a tune-up. Like, you drink seltzer before you get to the bar. No, I used to drink the heavy stuff so that I wouldn't want to buy anything at the bar because you want to save money. But
yep.
I don't know where the seltzer push is. I feel it's somehow connected to Twitter. Like, I'm drinking a seltzer while I write my op-ed. I feel like that's where it's at, yeah. Everyone writes op-eds now.
Yeah, everyone writes op-eds. Even, like, Instagram comments or, like, Instagram captions are really just op-eds.
You know what? Like, I normally don't talk about other broadcasts and stuff, but I was flipping through the channels and Smirkonich, who's on CNN, he's not bad. He had the craziest thing on his show, and I was like, whoa, this guy's different. When he was talking on the bottom of the show, he had commentary. I was like, whoa, this guy's, he's living on the edge. He's letting you know this is his opinion. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, it's crazy. The first time I've ever seen commentary on shows, no one does commentary anymore. Everyone just pitches facts, you know what I'm saying? So with this seltzer stuff, I think it should be commentary. It should be Devin's commentary on seltzer because you handpicked this story because...
You're right. I will label this segment of the podcast Devin's Seltzer Commentary Corner.
Will this help you move up the list?
I hope so.
Do we need to tag them?
Tweet, retweet. You gotta rate and review this podcast to get me up.
How do we get Devin a case of pickled seltzer? That is the play.
So what did you guys learn today?
I learned that I'm not as crazy as I thought I was.
No, I learned that too. And
I'm like, quite well adjusted comparatively.
Yeah. Like, if you're willing to throw a funeral for your 30th birthday, you ain't got on someone who's willing to fake a own wedding just to block somebody who they weren't talking to anymore anyways. I mean, think about the like, it hurts my brain. You broke up.
Yeah.
You didn't talk anymore. You had so much time on your hands. Like, this is what's making me cough. It's a story. You had so much time on your hands. Instead of looking for a new love or finding the new you or whatever the hell it is you do in a breakup, I usually lift weights. You know, I just go to the gym. Like, you know, no one questions you if you're crying while you're benching. They're like, wow, he's really into it. Like, look at this guy. He's giving everything he's got. But to plan a wedding, then leak the information to him about the wedding for him to go, no, you can't marry him. Please give me another chance. It was, hey, were you cheating on me with this guy?
I mean, you block. Yeah, it's sad.
That couldn't have been the result that she wanted. But here's the deal. This is why this story's sexist, and they'll stop. If that was a guy, this would not be the tone of this story. In other news, disgusting pig fakes wedding trying to trap girlfriend. What a loser. Oh, my God. He needs to be in jail. But because it's a woman, it's cute.
Just for the record, I don't write the stories. I cultivate the stories. So these are not my words always.
I don't think anyone thought you wrote them. Kat always lists her sources and
exactly.
stories.
Exactly, we have our sources on there.
Yeah.
Well, I learned not to piss Tyrus off because if he wants revenge on you, he will not fake his own death. He will not fake a wedding.
I'll fake a stranger's death and pin it to you.
He will try to pin you as a murderer. So I do not want to go to jail again. You guys know my track record.
But at least mine will be like it was vindictive and I can apologize. Then we're going to have the awkwardness. You fake your death and I don't say anything. And then I got to come to work and you're going to be like, so, heard I died over the weekend. I didn't see
a tribute post. No tribute post.
No, you just posted on the story. Yeah. You didn't hard post it.
Oh, I wasn't on the internet.
It's not on your grid.
Oh, you were on the internet? Oh, it looks like you and your daughter were playing, and your son were playing.
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, here's a post for the. You had time to post, but you didn't have time to talk about my death. Like, you can't fix that. So at least mine, I'll be like, listen, remember when I had you framed and you were arrested at work and my bad.
Yeah, remember all that? We're
no,
good,
no.
Right?
Member, not remember.
Member.
Member is nicer. Hey, Kat, remember when I interrupted you on TV and everyone thought we were going to get in a fist fight in the parking lot? You can laugh after that. But when you say remember, you can't.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Remember, you can laugh.
See, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. For more podcasts like this,
I'm dying. You can go. Oh my god! For more podcasts like
take
this,
it on, take us home, Kat.
Go to foxnewspodcast.com.
Hashtag Seltzer.
I'm Timp.
I'm dying.
Linus,
no, Devin takes us
Linus
home.
And Mimph. Enough said.
Enough said. Linus and Mimph. Now I don't cough.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.